This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code EMMA. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Ramble.
Before we get into this episode of Stupid Genius, this episode is sponsored by Depop, one of my faves. Depop is the marketplace app where creative people come to buy, sell, and discover the most unique fashion in the whole world. Let's talk about that sell part, though. It's super easy to make money selling clothes on Depop. All you need to do is download the app, take photos of the clothes that you want to sell, pop in a quick description, and you're good to go. I've done it, and I know it's quick and easy. You can flip stuff from your own closet or go thrift some items and resell them. It's very flexible, lots of options. Money from your shop goes straight into your PayPal account as soon as one of the 13 million people already on Depop clicks buy. Curate your Depop shop to reflect your own style and add other sellers to your feed for inspiration. You can literally become an entrepreneur from your own bedroom without having to go through the hassle of setting up a whole website. Download Depop for iOS or Android now, or head up to Depop.com and poke around to see what other super creative young people are up to. Buy, sell, discover Depop. We love Depop. I stan Depop. Okay, now onto the show. Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today, we're talking about why did dogs hide under beds? And if you're new to the show, in a little bit, I'm going to get three guesses to try to figure out why dogs hide under beds. We're going to hypothesize. We're going to try to figure it out together. And it's going to be a good time. But first, let's talk a little bit about dogs hiding under beds. I grew up with dogs. I feel like we know this by now because I feel like I've talked about dogs multiple times in this podcast. So, like, I don't know what my, like, I don't know why there's this underlying theme here of, like, just me loving dogs so much. I don't even have one. Like, we have a family dog, but I don't even live at home anymore. So now I just, like, don't even have a dog. So at this point, I just have, like, a weird obsession with dogs that walk past me on the street, but I don't really have my own. So it's kind of like a weird, it's kind of a weird thing, but whatever. I've always kind of wondered why whenever there's a loud sound, instead of, like, my dog starting to bark or my dog starting to, I don't know, like shit on the floor or something, like the dog hides under the bed and then starts barking or, and then starts, like, this is a common thing, but like, why does it happen? No one's asking the question today. I'm asking it. I honestly get it though. If I was a dog, I'd hide under a bed too. You just, I mean, it's just safe. It's dark under there. If like, something tried to attack you that was bigger than you, it wouldn't be able to get under the bed. Okay, wait, that might have literally been the guess. Like, I might have already started guessing for today's, like, what? Okay, well, let's stop talking about it so that I can just start guessing before I just answer the questions and then this whole podcast has no structure at all. Before we start guessing, actually, let me cut myself off here. Let's do the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is burrow. A burrow is a hole or tunnel dug by a small animal, especially a rabbit, as a dwelling. Not to be confused with burro, the Spanish word for mule.
This word of the day, very helpful. I feel like dogs hiding under the bed is them burrowing, but except under furniture, because instead of being in the wild, now humans have made animals live in houses with furniture instead of in the wild with things like rocks and dirt. So now dogs are like, okay, I have to just make do with what I have. And that's, in this case, a bed or a piece of furniture. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, you know, I actually, okay, quick side note. If I was an animal, I would definitely be an animal that burrowed, though. Like, that sounds really nice. I like to burrow into my bed at night. Like, I like to get all into the blankets and just hide in there. I love that. I love doing that. So if I was an animal, I'd be like a bunny. That's my spirit animal, I guess. Unofficial spirit animal, bunny. And I would just burrow in the ground and get cozy and warm all day, every day. And it would be a fucking good ass time. Burrowing is mood for me. I love that. Like, now that I'm like talking about animals and myself burrowing into things, like, it makes me want to just get in my bed and wrap myself in all my fluffy Urban Outfitters blankets that are like so soft and just like disappear in there. I wonder if that's how bunnies feel when they're climbing into the dirt. All right, let's get into guess number one first, because, you know, I'm not going to get into guess number three first, because that wouldn't make any sense. Now, would it? Okay, so guess number one. You know, humans are all really cocky about the fact that dogs love us, right? Like, humans are like, yeah, me and my dog are best fucking friends. Like, me and my dog literally, like, are inseparable. Like, literally, like, I go to Whole Foods and my dog comes with me. And, like, we sample the hot food section together. Like, my dog and I are best friends. Well, you know what? I'm starting to think that that just might be a whole big lie. Because when do dogs hide under the bed? They hide under the bed when they're scared or they want to avoid you. Okay? Like, how many times have you been like, it's time to go to the groomer, or it's time to go to the vet, and your dog hides under the bed? Every time. Every fucking time that happens. Like, if you're telling your dog, are you ready to go to the vet? And they don't hide under the bed, it's because your dog is stupid and they don't know what the vet means. That's the only time that your dog doesn't hide under the bed, when you say the word vet. That is it. Okay? I don't know one dog that likes getting a shot in the ass. I don't know one. I don't know one actual organism that likes getting a shot in the ass. So, like, if your dog's not hiding, it's because it's stupid. So what I'm trying to say is, guess number one is that dogs hide under the bed to avoid you because they know that you're trying to force them to do something they don't want to do, whether that means going to the groomers or going to the vet. You get what I'm saying? You catch my drift here. So they're hiding from you, and they know that you're not going to be able to fit under the bed and get them out. They know that because they've seen you try to get them out from under the bed before, and it doesn't work. Ever. The amount of times I've tried to get my dogs out from under the bed and, like, fucking gotten like a bruise on my head from, like, trying to get under the bed, and then, like, I'm squirming trying to get the dog, like, pushing the dog out, and then, like, right when I push the dog out, like, he just runs back under the bed like nothing ever happened. It's like, it's very difficult. So they know that, like, they can put up a fight and that they're probably gonna win. Dogs hide under the bed because they don't want to go to the damn vet and they're trying to avoid you. Wrong? Okay, well, that's big stupid of me. But luckily, I have two other guesses to try to figure it out. Let's take a quick break from this episode and talk about Scentbird. The reason why I smell good sometimes, not all the time, because sometimes I forget, but, like, usually why I smell good. I love Scentbird because I like switching up my scent. You know, I mean, people don't really think that I would be that type of person that likes to switch up my scent. But you know what? You're wrong. Okay. I think it's an accessory. I think it's fun. And I think it spices up life. So if one day I'm feeling one thing and the next day I'm feeling another thing, Scentbird comes in clutch for that. Recently, a lot of people have been coming up to me and telling me I smell good, which is like one of my favorite compliments. Like that always makes me feel so good. I mean, like telling me I look good or my makeup looks good is nice, but when I smell good, it's like, thank God. And recently I've been wearing Body by Burberry and I've been really getting a lot of compliments. People are really messing with it. They really like it. And I'm into it. I like it too, obviously why I'm wearing it. And I got it from Scentbird and I kind of took a little risk. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it, but it ended up being great. It ended up being a big success. If you don't know what Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. It's a great way for you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying an entire bottle, which is why I like it because, as I said, I like to switch things up sometimes. They have more than 450 designer brands for you to choose from so that you always can be spicing it up and you know you're getting good stuff. They let you choose the perfume you want to try and then they'll send you a 30-day supply. So it's not like you're just getting a tiny bottle that like lasts you one day and then you're like, I don't even know if I like this. It comes with 120 sprays, which is enough to apply more than 4 times a day for a month. I apply perfume maybe once or twice a day max. So like that's generous. I love it. It's great. It's the perfect amount. It's the perfect size to test out because it's not too small, but it's not too big. It's not a commitment. Like 30 days and if you're not feeling it, you can just get another perfume or cologne off Scentbird and try another one. It's, you know, no commitment needed because in this day and age, we hate committing, you know? So it's great. And with an exclusive offer just for you guys, you can get 50% off your first month today. And that's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. If you're interested, go to Scentbird.com/genius and use my code genius for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird.com/genius for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing like me, kind of sometimes. Thank you, Scentbird. You guys are great. And now back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Guest number two, let's get into it. So let's go back to the vocabulary word of the day, burrow. Okay. I have a feeling that my guest number two is going to be correct. And then like the rest of the podcast is just a fucking mess. Okay. Because then it's like, if I guess it on the second guess, then where do we go from here? But I can hope that I'm wrong. But I also want to be right because that would like make me feel like really good for my ego. Like my ego would get really nice and big if I got it right second guess. So let's just get right into it and see where the universe takes us. Okay, so I feel like for dogs, them hiding under a bed is them hiding from a predator or a larger animal or something like that. And it is similar to burrowing because they're going into a space that's so small and tight that like no larger animal can access them while they're in that smaller space. So like that was really messy. Like the way I just explained that was super messy because do you know what? I'm not Einstein. Einstein has a whole probably book about this. And so he probably already like knows how he would word this and phrase this, but I'm still learning. Okay, I'm in the beginning stages of being Einstein. So like, let me try to clear this up so that you get it. It's kind of similar to my first guess, but it's not. Because it's more, instead of them hiding from you and they know that they're hiding from you, it's like an instinct. Like dogs go into small spaces that most other organisms can't reach when they get scared because they know that most predators aren't going to be able to reach them in there. Dogs still have a very animalistic mindset. Like, they're not, like, advanced like us yet. They don't have the common sense that we have. So when a dog hears a really loud sound, he's going to run under the bed and hide because he doesn't know that it was just someone closing the front door. He doesn't know that. She doesn't know that. Dog doesn't know that. So the dog thinks that it's a predator and hides under the bed, thinking that the predator is big and won't be able to reach him there. Yes or no? That's my guess. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm wrong again. I don't know whether to be happy or sad. It's like part of me is happy because that means I have to come up with a third guess, which means more content. But then part of me is sad because I was like really convinced about that one and now I'm just stupid. No genius yet in this podcast episode. It's coming soon. Guess number three, when dogs are scared, they hide under the bed. Okay. I have a weird feeling that dogs run under the bed and just chill there for a sec because it's dark, it's quiet, it's safe, okay? They just want to go hide under the bed to lower the heart rate a little bit. They just want to chill out a little bit because they're all stressed, they're scared, they don't know what to do, they just want some comfort. And if they run under the bed, they know that they're going to get a little serene moment under there. Nobody's going to bother them. No one's going to talk to them. Nobody's going to try to pet them. It's quiet. It's comfortable. So they're going to a comfortable place when they're scared. You know what else it could be? This is really far-fetched, but it could remind them of their mother's womb. And it makes them feel safe in there. Like, think about it. Like, a dog going under the dark, small, confined underbelly of the bed reminds dogs of being in their mommy's womb, which is so comforting. You know, I might be going a little bit crazy and I might be going a little bit stupid with this guess, but at the same time, like, how stupid is that really? I think that's a really great thought. Like, I know I like cuddling up in my blankets. It reminds me of being in mommy's womb. Umbilical cord and shit everywhere, blood and placenta or whatever the fuck. Like, loved that. I miss those days. And you know what? Mammals are all really the same if you think about it. Like, dogs are the same. So them under the bed is just their warm umbilical cord placenta moment that they've been needing when they're stressed out and scared. And that's why I think dogs hide under the bed, because it makes them feel calm and relaxed and it reminds them of mommy's tummy. Yes or no? Okay, so I guess I kind of got this one right. So let's hear the answer to see how close I actually was. And then I'll determine whether or not I'm a fucking genius.
Professor Flula Borg here with the answer to why do dogs hide under beds? Typically, it's a harmless behavior. Dogs will hide under the bed or another dog small area, mostly because they find it a comfortable spot to relax and take a nappy. As den animals, small contained spaces make dogs feel safe and help them relax easier. Dogs also enjoy the temperature that is created under the bed or the fresh, untouched carpet. But there are other reasons too. If dogs are dealing with body aches, for example, they may want to find a tight place to just disappear for a bit, you know? A dog also may hide during times of high anxiety, or been there, such as thunderstorms or parties with lots of peoples. They'll feel safer if they are tucked away under the bed, as it separates them from any chaotic noise or stress. I'm jealous already, pooches. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to me because the whole mommy's tummy thing was a joke because, you know what? We like goofing around on this podcast. We don't need to be serious all the time. There's nothing fun about being serious all the time. Nothing fun about it. So I'm gonna give it to me because, long story fucking short, dogs feel safe under the bed. End of story. Like, it's not that deep, you know? So I'm gonna give it to me because technically I said it at one point. I also just don't like feeling stupid and defeated. So now I'm just trying to, like, change the rules so that I'm right, which is what I do in everything. I also used to do that when I used to play Monopoly with my family. I would just change the rules so that I would win. Whoever has the least money at the end and the least houses and the least property wins. Now I win. You know what I mean? I love doing that. Because I like, you have to manipulate in order to feel good in life. Don't forget that, everybody. It's really good advice. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about Ritual, our sponsor for today's podcast. Ritual is a vitamin subscription service for women, which is great for me because I'm vegetarian. And when you're vegetarian, it's a little bit harder to get all the nutrients that you need. And, you know, I eat as healthy as I possibly can. I work out as much as I possibly can. I try to keep myself healthy, but at the end of the day, it's really hard to get all of the proper nutrients that your body needs, especially as a woman. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get enough from the food that we eat. There are no shady additives or ingredients that can do harm to your body. So, I mean, it's pretty much just a win for all of us. Something I struggle with vitamins is the fact that they make me feel nauseous after I take them because they taste bad. And like, I don't know, like, I don't know if that's a thing that everybody's dealing with, but I know I've always struggled with that, and it's the reason why I'm not as consistent with my vitamin taking. But the great thing about Ritual is that they don't make you nauseous. And that was a huge win for me because I was like, yes, this isn't a painful experience for once, and I'm treating my body right. Like, I don't know what else I could ask for. Also, Ritual makes it really easy because it's a subscription service that's delivered to your house every month. The subscription is easy to start and there's no strings attached. And you can also snooze it. So if you want to just pause for a month and not get the vitamins, no problem. And then you can pick up next month. No problem. So they make it really easy for you and for me. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/genius to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first free months at ritual.com/genius. Go check it out. Thank you, Ritual. You guys are the freaking best, and you're making me a healthier woman, and I love that about you. So, now that we've done our fun science segment, it's time to just talk, wind down, talk about life, get a little personal. Today, I thought I would discuss one of my least favorite places on earth. Like, I fucking hate it. And it's Hollywood Boulevard, okay? So I had to go to Hollywood Boulevard the other day to go shopping for an event. Don't ask me. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into why I was on Hollywood Boulevard. But they just have a lot of costume stores. Some of them very stripper-like. But like, they have a lot of costume stores with a lot of options. So that was something that I was in need of. So I went to Hollywood Boulevard. Okay. Now, I actually used to live on Hollywood Boulevard. Dead ass. I lived on it, but I lived on like an end of it that was a little bit more relaxed, whereas the area with more of the shopping is just fucking the worst place in the world, and I want to tell you why I hate it so much. So let's kind of fast forward. Let's kind of revisit why I was there. So honestly, I avoid Hollywood Boulevard at all costs, but as I just mentioned, I was there yesterday. And I parked my car and I got out of my car and immediately I was like, y'all smell that. It just smells like shit there. And like, I'm not judging, you know, I get it, but it just smells bad. And I don't, and like, and that's already like a bad thing. It's like inside of my car smells fine. I open the door and it's just like awful. So that's like the first thing that you experience when you're on Hollywood Boulevard. Then you start walking around and everyone's just trying to sell you something. Like, I mean, a Hollywood celebrity tour, a parasailing trip across the zip line, across the theater, Hollywood, across the Hall of Fame stars, like all this random ass touristy shit. Hate all that. I had a mission and that was just to buy a costume like item and then leave. And like, I didn't even succeed. That was the thing. So like, I walked around on Hollywood Boulevard for 2.5 hours and didn't even find what I was looking for. Imagine the pain that I was feeling. It was a lot of pain. Like, all of it was for nothing. All of that discomfort for nothing. Moral of the story is I hate Hollywood Boulevard. But let's be a little bit more positive here, shall we? Like, let's talk about where my favorite place in LA is now to kind of, you know, just like bring the vibes back up a little bit, because I just shat on Hollywood Boulevard for the past like probably 5 minutes. And now I feel bad because you know what? I like LA. And like, I'm going to tell you where my favorite place to go is, so that if you ever want to come to LA, you know that you can't go to Hollywood Boulevard and that you need to go to, where's my favorite place in LA? West Hollywood. Okay, I love West Hollywood. It is so good for me. I love it. West Hollywood, you might be like, that's what everyone says. Yes, but the coffee shops, so good. The amount of like vegan places, so good. The amount of smoothie places, so good. I've never seen so many vegan pizza restaurants within such a small vicinity. Like, West Hollywood was made for me. Another thing, my favorite coffee shop at the moment, Alfred, in West Hollywood. I fucking love West Hollywood. All of the good shopping, all of the good thrift stores. There's the Trading Post, which is like, if you don't know what the Trading Post is, every Sunday there's like a thing where there's just like an outdoor flea market thrift store looking thing. I don't usually really go, but the fact that it's there in West Hollywood makes me love West Hollywood even more. And every time I've been, I've enjoyed it. So like, those are the best versus worst places in LA. Both of them are very basic answers, but I don't care because like, I'm being honest with y'all. Long story short, West Hollywood is just chock full of everything I care about. Good restaurants, good everything, good coffee, good fucking, I don't even care, everything. Speaking of West Hollywood, let me tell you about something that happened at a coffee shop the other day while I was in West Hollywood. So all of my friends and I were in this coffee shop and we all see this probably like 19 or 20 year old kid and his dad. And my friend was like, oh my God, that kid is so cute. And I was like, okay, like, what are you gonna do about it? She was like, oh my God, like, do I just like stare at him until he gives me his number? And I was like, I don't know, dude, like, whatever you wanna do. And so we're kind of like observing this kid. Mind you, I'm number one wingman of the century. Like, I am literally the best fucking wingman. Like, you will not find a better wingman because I've been a wingman for years. So I'm kind of like, I'm observing myself because I'm like, all right, how can I get in here? You know what I mean? How can I kind of help my girl out over here? And also, like, I stand this kid. I was like, all right, yeah, like, he's cute. Like, I definitely, like, I wouldn't be mad if he dated my friend over here. Like, I'd be hype about this. Like, I would absolutely wingman this full-heartedly, right? So we're kind of observing this kid. He's with his dad, which is kind of like a plot twist because it's like, all right, where do we go from here? Like, we can't just go up and talk to this kid because he's with his dad. Like, his dad might get protective and weird. Like, we don't really know what's going on here. So my friend is literally like, oh my God. She's like freaking out. She's like, he's so cute. Like, and his dad is so good looking. Like, he's going to grow up and have such good genes. Like, this is literally perfect. Like, our children would be so fucking beautiful. I'm like, all right, girl, we got to make this shit happen. We got to make this shit happen. So my friend and I are still sitting, waiting for our coffee, staring at this kid and his dad. And they start checking out in line. At this point, they don't know that we exist. We're fully aware that they exist. There's been no interaction thus far, but the dad notices that we're staring. This is when things get a little bit go crazy. They go crazy a little bit. Things go a little crazy right now. So we're fucking staring at them. My friend's like going into borderline, like, it's time to pounce mode. And all of a sudden, this kid's dad starts like cuddling him and kissing him on the cheek. And then we realize, oh fuck, that's not his dad. That is his boyfriend. Her face. She was so heartbroken. She was like, oh my God. She literally was like, I'm so happy for them, but I'm just upset because now I can't date him. It was just like a really crazy moment for us. Cause it was one of those things where for like 10 minutes we were like, holy shit, this could be her husband. Like, holy shit, he could be the fucking one. Okay? Like, we're in our favorite coffee shop. It's like it was meant to be. Like, he was placed there. Like, the universe was like, okay, we're gonna place this cute guy here for her. Right? No. He's fucking taken. He has a fucking bae. Like, it was so misleading and confusing. She literally was not okay for the rest of the day. We literally could not stop thinking about it. It was like heartbreaking, but it was also like, okay, but we also love their relationship because they're kind of cute together. So it was like, do we be angry or like happy or like what was the, it is something that to this day I'm still absolutely shaken up over. Just like, I can't believe the universe would play games like that with my friend. And I was so fucking ready to go into wingman mode. Like, I am so good at wingman mode. I know exactly when to talk. I know exactly when to shut up. I know exactly when to leave. I know exactly when to come back. I know exactly when to throw in a joke. I know exactly what not to say about my friend so I don't embarrass them. I know exactly what to say about my friend so that they know the good things about my friend. I know when to lie. I know when to tell the truth. I know when to be quiet. I know when to whisper, and I know when to raise my voice. I am the best wingman you will ever fucking meet. I was so ready to just fucking get for them to exchange numbers. It was going to be all me, baby. I was going to go in there head first, and I was going to be like, wingman of the damn century, and all of it was for nothing. I was mentally preparing for fucking nothing. Do you know what, though? It's okay, because now I have all this pent-up wingman energy that I didn't get to use on that man. And now I have all this energy, right, to use it on someone else, okay? Next time my friend brings a boy around, I'm going X Games mode. If they're not married after we all hang out, then I did something wrong. Absolutely did something wrong. I've never met someone that said, Emma, you're a bad wingman. It doesn't fucking exist. Wanna know why? Because I've been single for like all of my life. Like, if you take my life, it's like I've been single for like 97% of it. No, like 98% of it. Like, I have no experience with being in relationships, really. I have barely any experience with being in relationships. But when it comes to everyone else's relationships, bitch, I'm queen. I know all about it. The amount of relationship advice I've given to people is insane. Like, it's insane. And my number one relationship advice, just in case you're wondering, just in case y'all need it, whoever are listening, is... oh, this is actually such good relationship advice. Hold up. At first, I was going to come up with one as a joke, but now I'm like, wait, this is actually hella good advice. So, like, listen up. If in the moment that you're with said person, you wouldn't marry them, then you're wasting your time. Because listen to me. You might not marry the person that you're with, but if in the moment you're dating somebody and you're like, eh, I don't like really think I would ever marry this person. Like, they're just like not that great. Then you're wasting your fucking time, because relationships are a waste of time. But like, it's worth it if the person is dope as fuck. So if you're sitting there dating Jonathan or Sandy or something, and you're like, yeah, like we're dating and like things are good and things are comfortable, but like I wouldn't really marry him. Then you're fucking wasting your time. Go be single and find yourself. But also, relationships can be really good. So it's really confusing. Am I just like venting? Do I just like need therapy myself? I don't know. As I said before, though, that doesn't mean you have to marry them. You just have to think that they're up to your marriage standards while you're with them. Does that make sense? It doesn't matter. Just find somebody who gets you. If you couldn't shit in front of them, then you shouldn't be dating them. That's the tea. See, that's the advice I give to all of my friends when they're like, I don't know if I like him or her. I'm like, would you shit in front of them? They're like, no. I'm like, break up. Or I'm like, would you burp in their face? They say no. I'm like, break up. Would you share your burrito with them? No. Stay with them. Why? Because if you put your foot down in a relationship and you don't let people boss you around, it's a good relationship. So if you don't let them have a bite of your burrito, that's a good relationship because that means you know how to put your foot down in that relationship. But if you wouldn't shit in front of them, it's over. Like, what do you do? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Who am I to judge? You know what? If all this shit that I'm trying to do right now career-wise doesn't work out, relationship therapist. Everybody just comes in and I'm like, would you shit in front of them? They say no. I'm like, break up. You don't need my work. I already told you what I needed to tell you. Or if they're like, and then the whole burrito scenario, you know, run that by them, see what they say, and then, you know, we go from there. So anyway, starting to take bookings for my relationship therapy starting next week. Call my phone number. You can figure that out at some point or somehow. And let's figure something out. I can help you guys with your shitty relationships. Maybe it's not shitty, though. Are you sharing your burrito? That's none of my business. Anyway, I think that's it. I had fun. I hope you guys had fun. I always say that at the end of these podcasts. I don't know why I'm a broken record. But that's fucking it. So I'm Emma Chamberlain. That was Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius, as we know. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out @RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Bye, everyone.